What's up, Will and Grace fans? Season 9, episode 13, Jack finally booked an acting gig. Karen is running a sweatshop, and there is a baby shower just full of drama. What else do we expect? Don't click away.
Woo. You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
What is up, Will and Grace fans? Happy International Women's Day. We are very, very excited to be here. I am a lucky guy today because I have my full panel back with me. I am so happy to be joined by Crystal McLaughlin, Louisa Charmatian, and Nakia Monet.
You did it.
I was afraid that I was going to butcher that, but I did not. I am Timothy Michael. We are very excited to be breaking down Will and Grace Season 9, Episode 13 today. And like I said, we haven't had a full panel in a while, you guys, after a little hiatus.
It was the Olympics, and then we were just so busy back and forth, so I'm so happy
to be back. I'm excited to be back, too.
Yeah. I'm excited to break down this episode. What was your initial thoughts of the episode, guys?
Oh my god, it was so funny.
Of course.
Hilarious.
So
it's always funny, but it gets funnier every
episode.
But
like, they are taking so many risks with all the like racial slurs here and there, but it's so needed.
Yes.
So it's like, who cares?
Yeah, right?
I thought it was very up on lingo, right?
Yes.
Very like the now. What's
the writers
on?
Are always on point on for point. Some reason.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They're doing a lot of studying because they're getting all the social media terms.
They have to be young writers.
Or they either have kids and they're like talking to their kids about stuff.
Yes.
Something. The writers just always get it right.
That's the viewer now. You just like, you go to the child and you say, what are you watching now?
So let's break down the episode. So Will and Jack, we start off with Will on Michael's Instagram page. Now, what I loved about this episode is that they're bringing back Michael. Mm-hmm. That's like season one, episode one, years ago, Michael. Yeah. What did you guys think of this whole Instagram stalking? Has anybody ever done this?
Of course we have. Deep black all the time.
I think we all Instagram stalk, even if we don't admit it.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And thanks to Instagram, you now can like something on someone's post by accident. But I think we all do it.
Did you know that if you like it and then you like it by accident, and then you undo it really, really quickly, like it won't show? It has to be like that.
Really?
It has to be like that.
I remember one time someone who shouldn't have been on my page, it was someone's girlfriend, liked a post of mine by accident. It was my ex's girlfriend. Liked a post by accident, and then I seen it as a notification. So I go to look, and it was gone. I was like, oh, you're so cute. You try to, like, delete it, but I seen it.
Yeah.
Thanks for the like.
Yeah.
Thanks for snooping on my page.
Yeah.
But I mean, I've done it too, so sorry.
It also shows how different we are in our generations. Like, Will, you know, is, like, pushing 50 probably, right?
Yeah.
And, like, the kids are, like, you know, 15, 16 years old, and it's real-life scenarios that I have to deal with too. My grandmas and aunts, you know.
Yes.
What I mean?
I'm always telling my mom, I'm like, oh, take a look at this. I was like, but don't touch
it.
That's me.
What I do now is I screenshot it and then I can look at it as long as I want.
I show them, I'm literally like this. I will hold it for you. Because I have aunts who have like liked, or my mom has, because they're doing this to like zoom in.
My mom, the same thing.
My
That's
God.
It. She was like, I go, you can't zoom in.
Yeah,
it's
just
not like,
speaking of which, we need to talk to the Instagram people and like really revamp this app because
so
you need to
things.
Be able to, because I don't know about you guys, but I take a photo of it and that's how I zoom in on Instagram page.
Same.
That's how you do it. You have to screenshot it.
I don't know. Like, Instagram, get on your life.
Get
come
out.
On,
come
and on. Can you, Instagram, please, while we're on it, please fix your filters. I don't like
it. Well, you guys want to hear something funny? So I was having a conversation the other night with my roommate, and I didn't know that when you send a message to someone and if you like delete it, like it will still show up in there.
Yes.
I have been doing this for a while. Not knowing.
What do you mean?
Let's say you send an inbox message to somebody on Instagram and then you decide you don't want to send it, so you delete it. It still will be in there.
It still will.
Like sent or seen.
Yes. So they'll still see it and it's still on theirs. It won't be on yours.
Oh, but they still see it.
Well, and I did not know that.
Yeah.
And,
it's like an
and
email.
My roommate
just because you delete it on your side
doesn't
mean.
Yes.
Social media is scary, man.
Right. So my roommate and I were having a good laugh about that.
I mean, I even get scared of like DMing a picture to someone of that person that you don't want to, you know you're on their page. Because you never know. What if you accidentally sent it to them? Or like, if, you know what I mean?
But
I think Snapchat has made us all paranoid about that stuff. Because Snapchat lets you know everything. Like, they replayed your video. Oh, they snapped your photo.
Yes!
Thank you, Steven, our wonderful engineer, for that sound effect. Because it gets real, you guys.
You can see people's locations now via Snapchat.
True.
Like, true.
That's dangerous. I don't go that into it.
I mean, it's crazy. I mean, we could sit here and talk about Instagram and Snapchat and social media all day because, hello, we're hosting in Los Angeles. Yeah. But let's move on. So Grace is invited to Ellen's baby shower. And I'm glad that they reintroduced Ellen because I don't know if you guys remember Ellen and Tom when they used to do charades in the older seasons.
Yes.
And I didn't know who Ellen was at first until they showed her at the baby shower. Did you guys know who she was?
No.
Right. I kind of forgot about her.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. So I'm obviously, Grace doesn't want to go to this baby shower because she is afraid that they judge her. Mm-hmm. Which is what, if I was a woman and I had kids, I didn't have kids and I was invited to a baby shower, I'd feel the same
even
way.
Now.
We all
feel
this way.
Judged right now.
And especially if you're at a certain age. Okay. I know, like, when we go back home or if we're invited to a friend's party, the first thought in our mind is, oh my God, they're going to judge me because they see I'm living. Because, you know, that happens.
Single, not married.
Partying, like, having a good time. But then when I actually talk to them, they're like, no, you're living the best life. And I wish we had your life. And I'm like, really? Yes. Because the same fears that Grace had, I have those when I'm always invited to a baby shower or a wedding. Because I'm single, I'm partying, I'm having a good time, and I'm like, they're totally judging me.
You don't want those questions to be asked of you. Like, leave me alone.
Absolutely.
When are you going to have a baby?
And I feel like you get more pressure, right, when you go back home.
Yes!
Right? Then if you do it here in like, LA, because I feel like there's not that pressure.
Well, I still live at home, for me, it's like the same.
Oh, well, I feel like here, like, in LA, it's like, it's okay if you're you don't have kids or whatever, but going back home, like, everybody that I know has had kids, or he's getting married, you're going to these baby showers and all this stuff, and it's kind of like, well, why? What's wrong with you?
Like, what are you doing?
But it's also cultural rules, too, though. Because, Louisa, you're Armenian, and I know that they're very, like, you need to get married and have kids very young.
Same.
Absolutely. There's a lot of, like, cultural pressures, a lot of traditions. But, you know, thankfully, I feel like our generation, it's, you know, we are more educated, we're more evolved, and we are trying to live our truth.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think that's why Grace is so great in this episode, because she is her authentic self, and she's like, I'm happy single. You know, if I wanted to have a child, I would. But one thing is that I don't like about reboots is she did have a child. That always kind of throws me off because we all know she had a child with Leo.
Yes.
But now we have to have her in our mind as someone who never had
a child. They kind of rewrote it. I mean, we addressed that at the beginning of this season that they were going to be doing some rewrites. It is very distracting, though. I completely agree with you.
Yeah.
I don't know if they planned this episode to come out on International Women's Day. Maybe they did. Maybe they didn't.
It
was a very great coincidence if they did not. But it's a great idea if it was deliberate. The only reason I bring that up is because I feel like society puts a lot of pressure on you guys as women when it comes to children and marriage, which is not fair. Yeah. And I want to hear your thoughts on that.
Absolutely.
It's totally not fair because I feel like at such a young age, we're taught that. I mean, when you're a little girl, your parents, they buy you the baby carriage and the stupid kitchens and the dolls. And I liked it too. I loved it too. But I just feel like when it comes to little girls, they're actually thrown into that.
Yeah.
And I remember being that little kid that I was like, I loved all that stuff, but I loved putting my baby doll down. And then as you get older, it's like, so when are you going to get married? It's like, whoa, I'm 16 years old.
Yes.
Yeah.
Calm down. And I feel like for guys, it's okay for guys to be male whores or playboys and they can be 90 years old and still make babies. So I feel like the world puts a lot of pressure on us. That's why I love this episode because it's like, you guys, like marriage and babies is not happiness for everybody.
Though
for some that's great, but that's not a fulfillment. And I love that Grace said that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Travel can be a fulfillment.
It doesn't define you and we shouldn't
not at all.
We shouldn't be pressured to
we're socialized
have
that way. We're brought up that way, like with the Barbie dolls and the kitchen gear and all of that. But you know what? It takes a very, very strong person to really live, you know, her truth because then you're taking down the barriers of the cultural pressures that we have. And this is going to be a great year for everyone, moving forward. This is for women.
And I want to also mention, too, we're not, like, bashing on people who do
children.
No, not at all.
I hate you all.
or anything like that. There's nothing wrong with that. But, like, you know, let us breathe. You know, let us live our lives and be who we want to be and not judge us.
Well, I'm glad that you brought that up, Crystal, because I need to ask you guys, as women in company of other women who do have children, when you don't have a child, you said, you know, we don't judge you guys for wanting to have children. Do you feel like that same respect is not recuperated?
No. We don't. And I don't think they intentionally mean to do it because, you know, before they were in our shoes, they didn't have the kids and they were living their best lives. But I do think some women, not intentionally, when they get married and they have their kids, they live a different life.
Yeah.
Motherhood is a full-time job, man. Yeah. I give it to any mother and there's people who raise their kids because it's a lot. But I don't think that they look at it like, oh, we respect you for not. I think they're just like, what are you doing with your life? We have kids.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we're just like,
whoa. I also feel like what I get a lot from my friends who have children, sorry, friends, that is like, oh, they always do a little shade of like, well, you don't understand. You don't have kids. Oh, and it's like, well, I have nephews, you know, and I'm not saying it's the same thing by any means. But like, I have an idea, you know, I understand that that's a full-time job for the rest of your life. And I get it. But like, they almost say it in a like a resentful type of way.
Or condescending.
Well, also condescending. Because a lot of times I feel like they have children when they're not ready. They're indeed children themselves.
Because they feel pressure.
Family.
They feel the pressure. So, and they love it and they love their kids. But I think the pressure gets to them and they look at their friends without the kids and they're just like... It just made me think of like an episode of like Sex and the City. Same exact thing when they go to the baby shower. So I think women... Even though they're happy that they have these kids, but sometimes I think they look at the women without the kids like,
And plus, I think age is a huge factor. So they're like hurrying, trying to hurry up and have
these children. Oh, yeah. We've talked about this, like, you know, being fertile or being infertile, all of that. Yeah.
I will adopt if I ever, you know, decide to have children. I probably would adopt. I just had this conversation with my mom yesterday, which is really weird, but I've always wanted to. So there's nothing for me. It's like either if I have one or if I don't, like, I'm going to.
That's how my mom always says. That option she's like, I know you're not going to have any kids. Because as a kid, I used to be like, I never. Wanted kids.
Oh, so you already know.
I already know. But the thing that I do get that's annoying to me is you'll change your mind.
The right man will come along.
It's funny because as women you get this pressure, but as a gay man I also get this pressure.
Really?
Especially being in a committed relationship, like you get this all the time. Oh, you're getting married. Oh, great. When are you gonna have kids? When are you gonna get a house? Right. Are you guys gonna adopt? No, I don't want children. Oh, you'll change your mind. You're so young.
Like some people just want to be married and enjoy each other and live their lives.
You know, I have a dog and I say that's my child, and then they say the same thing. Right. That's not the same
thing. The world thinks you're sad if you don't have a child or if you don't have a partner. It's crazy. But you know what? Just like Will in the episode, some people are happy being single, some are sad. Yeah. It's what you want.
Live your best life.
I think the biggest picture, especially on International Women's Day, is I think women should just support each other and everybody.
Exactly. Yes.
That's why this was a great episode.
Moving on.
Let's move on, because I do need to talk about Karen and Jack a little bit, because we opened up with the scene with Karen and we kind of had some critiques. I know you, Crystal and Louisa, weren't here last episode, but we got some we gave some slack to Karen's character because they always like throw her in when it's really not necessary, and I feel like in this episode they didn't do that. I feel like in this episode they kind of did a little bit more character building with her because she's on the phone with Stan and they're having like this
phone sex, cold porn kind of thing going on.
I have to ask you guys, have you ever done the whole food phone sex
thing?
No.
No,
not food. I love food and I do I call food like food porn, but I've never done food phone sex.
That's weird. That does not get me.
That's different.
Like
But now because I'm such a foodie, I'm like, maybe I should try that.
You should try that. Don't knock it until you try it.
I'm just saying.
She's like, mac and cheese.
I respect everyone's sexuality, but that's just not my thing.
I watch food videos. Like if I'm eating healthy, I literally will have my salad in front of my computer and I'm eating like someone cooking mac and cheese slowly. I'm weird.
You are that does so not do
it
for me.
I mean, it's funny because you brought that up, Nikia, because there's a lot of videos out there about like the YouTube videos that are going viral about people watching this people eat.
Yeah.
You guys have seen these,
right?
Yeah. It's so weird. I don't get it. I can't watch
you eat. I just want to see the food, but I don't want
to
in your
mouth. They like the sound of it. It's really weird.
The chewing and the...
Everyone has their own fetishes. For the podcast people,
that is so gross.
Let me just tell you right now, the sound that I hate the most is... the person chewing.
It's so gross.
Yes. Literally, really? Will turn. I could like a guy, and if he eats gross, I will never go on another date with him.
That and gulping water.
Oh, I hate that.
Like a camel.
This is what I hate. Like, I hate when they tap their lips like... I'm sorry. I hate that. It turns me off. I feel
anything
disgusting.
With a mouth.
It's so gross.
Does not do it for me.
Or if they eat too fast, like I'm like, oh.
Yeah, yeah. So Jack has some really great news. He finally booked an acting gig.
Finally, Jack.
Yes. Applause to Jack McFarlane for booking an acting gig. Not much. He's a corpse on a TV show. But hey, we would not knock being on a corpse, right, Crystal?
No, we would not knock it.
Just pay me. I'll do it.
What I loved about it is that he's doing it with J-Lo. And we kind of had, you know, some teasers of her being in an episode. I didn't think that it was going to be this one.
No.
I'm glad that it was. But he's going to be a corpse on her show, Shades of Blue, with Ray Liotta. I love the kind of crossover tie that they had in there. I thought that was pretty cool for NBC to do something like that. Yeah.
I mean,
it's very smart of them.
Oh, definitely. Yes. And bringing J-Lo in for this episode is iconic because she is someone who lives her truth.
Yes.
She's pushing 50. What is she, 60 or 50
now?
60.
Gorgeous.
Don't you age Jennifer Lopez.
She's my idol only because she has never cared anything about what people say. She's been told a million times that she can't. can't act, this, that. And at the end of the day, she listens to her heart. She right. dates whoever she wants yep. to date. She has children.
Amen.
And
she looks
she's the queen.
Good.
She's
amazing. J-Lo, we love you.
And yes. she's a Latina. So it's like,
yes.
Yes, yes, yes. yes. What I, what's interesting, though, is Jack, because of his acting gig, needs Karen to watch his wreck kids, who we've seen before in past episodes, yep. one of the little boy with the beautiful voice. And how did you guys feel about Karen having to watch kids?
I thought it was hilarious.
I already knew something bad was
teaching them how to make martinis. I mean, that's just Karen.
My favorite part was her like flipping the pill and then like,
the sound effect.
Yeah, the sound effect and it going slow and the kid just watching, you know, so intently, and then she swallows it with her martini.
Which
she
I
takes
love.
It back with her martini.
Yes.
So, you yeah. know, that's talent.
I knew
right
it wasn't going to be a good thing, but I love when she's like, where am I going to find little tiny hands? I'm like, oh my God, she's going to make a sweatshop
yes.
with the babies in the bag. But we already know Karen. Karen is not the motherly
oh, yeah.
type.
No.
And
no.
I was like, she's going to be me in 20
years.
She's
looking for Adderall, right?
Come on.
Yes. Come on.
Yes. I mean, even like the Anne Frank comment, like taking it there, it's hilarious.
I thought that was really clever because Jack said they have to rehearse for this musical Annie, mm-hmm. and she interpreted it as Anne Frank. Frank. I thought that was brilliant.
And she puts him in the room.
Oh, my Jesus, God, that's
Karen.
Terrible.
Karen is me. That's the type of babysitter I'd probably
oh,
be in
wow.
20 years.
My, like, my kids are not
give me your Adderall. They'll be safe. I'll just take their Adderall. It's fine.
On the flip end of that, Will and Grace are kind of struggling because they're going to this baby shower, and Will thinks that it's a good idea to impart these words of wisdom to Grace about taking her thoughts, writing them on pieces of paper, and crumpling them and putting in her pocket. Kind of, it's like a Truman Family tradition of yeah. how to, like, keep your feelings inside.
Yeah.
And they go to this baby shower, and so Grace is dealing with all the women judging her,
yes.
and Will comes across Brianna and Ilana, who are these, like, I don't even know, Gen X kids?
Yeah, not even millennials.
No, they're like 16 years old. Yeah. What did you guys think about his relationship with these Gen X kids?
So funny.
I loved it.
He was desperate for answers.
Yes.
About Michael.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
And Kia was saying
they remind me of, like, baby Will and Grace, because yes. one had, like, the bright red hair, and yes. the one with the dark hair was, like, angry, and she's like,
stop. So
it's literally how Will talks to Grace.
So aggressive.
That's why I was like, wait, this is like Will and Grace.
Yes.
yes.
But little girl version.
Oh, yeah. They were always on their phone looking down, and it's like, it's so true, and that we're even guilty
yeah.
of
yes.
that, but like
yes.
that's what's happening now.
So
like,
funny, but they gave such great advice
yeah.
to Will,
oh,
right,
yeah.
about the whole situation, and teaching him about what breadcrumbing, right, when
yeah.
you want to flirt with somebody, keep the power, right,
yes.
you leave the crumb
love
out and you let
word.
The bunny come over and pick up the crumb, right?
I was so gonna say, like, funny. I love the intermixing of, like, old school versus, like, new school, where
yes.
Will and Grace, this is why I like the writers, because they're super smart, mm-hmm. and they know that they have a new audience as well as the old audience
yes.
watching. So I thought it's dope to incorporate, like, two young Gen X girls
yes.
teaching Will about what's going on in social media, and having
yeah.
someone, he's not old,
yes.
but having someone older, like, wait, what is breadcrumbing in?
Yeah.
So I thought that was really clever
and
smart.
And that they were also dealing with their own issues
yes.
with moving too, with their dating lives.
Brianna.
So funny.
I did not like it.
Oh my gosh. I have
adorable.
To say, this is probably one of my favorite episodes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
So
the last
funny.
Two episodes have been on point.
Yeah. Hilarious. I think
yeah.
we've been cracking up. Like, I laugh at every episode, but this one, it's like I laughed every single punchline
yes.
or every
yeah.
pun.
I mean, it's very
yes.
hard to get, like, to not like something in these episodes,
mm-hmm.
so you have to get really nitpicky about
yeah.
it, but who wants to get nitpicky? It's Will
yeah.
and Grace.
Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, they
it's
make
fun.
It so relevant, like, even Jack walking in and saying, I taunt Tanya Harding, you know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the Oscars just happened, like, you
yeah.
know what I mean? I love it.
Yes,
love
they
it.
Make it very relevant
so
and
nice.
Very current,
so
which I
funny.
Do love. The writer, kudos to the writers.
The writers
yes.
on point.
Yes.
What I loved about the, what I guess, if we're going to get nitpicky, the only criticism that I have for the J-Lo scene would be that it was too small.
Yes.
It was.
I was wondering, like, I'm like, I wonder if that's a schedule thing for her or
probably.
A work schedule, because she even had the shades of blue hair. So I wonder if NBC was like, if we are going to incorporate her, she is
yes.
kind of at work, but it was way too short.
Yeah.
And I wanted
I
to see
why.
More J-Lo, more interaction.
Yeah. I think, though, it was kind of cool that they didn't write her in, like, as a friend, but
right.
as, like, somebody that he was working with.
Yes.
It was a different viewpoint to see her that
mm-hmm.
way.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then I also liked what she said when Jack was messing up the scenes over and over and over again, when she said, this is how you do it, jackass. And then he says, oh, she knows my name. Right? So funny. And
so
and like, I like that the writers did that, because it's so sneaky the way they
yes.
they brought that in. But,
yes. but it's quintessential Jack. Like, Jack would never hint on the insult. He would just
uh-huh.
go to the compliment.
So
yes.
I think that's a rule
Jack.
Of thumb that we should all have, you guys.
Yeah.
Is never go for the insult. Always look at it as a compliment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like
yeah.
that.
Right.
I think I'm going to start doing doing that. Yeah. And then carrying my selfie stick with me. So if I am on
that was amazing.
With J-Lo.
That part was golden.
So funny, right?
Will and Grace, what I loved about that entire scene is that there's like this juxtaposition of Grace dealing with her and her womanhood and Will dealing with him and his manhood, essentially. Yes. Because Grace is feeling judged by all these women. Yeah. And then Will is here kind of judging himself.
Yeah.
And not being able to sustain a functioning relationship at his age. Yes. Have you guys ever felt this pressure? Because we've already talked about Grace's kind of, societal pressures of women. But have you ever felt a pressure to stay in a relationship or to get into a relationship? Because you're single.
Used to.
Yes. I've definitely felt it where you feel the pressure where you're single, where say you're dating someone, they're usually not your type, but you're like, oh, let me just give it a chance anyway. But because you feel the pressure, you like either go on more dates with this person, you want to date them even more, even though you really don't like this person. Mm-hmm. And I think that comes from the pressure of society.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you're like, damn, I'm at this age and I'm still single. Even though you enjoy being single, you just don't want to hear the talks from your family and your friends. So I definitely have felt that before.
I definitely feel exactly what you're feeling as well. Like, I'll sometimes go on dates with people I'm very guilty of who maybe like have a great, you know, resume. Oh, they're a great guy, they have a good family, you know, all these things that I would love
good
to
have paper.
Good on paper, but then I hang out with them and I'm like, my roommate always knows because I always go, he says, how was the date? And I'm like, oh, he was nice. He's like, oh, that bad, huh?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, well, no, you know, and I'll try to find something.
Exactly.
And then I'll go on another date with them. And by the second date, I'm already like, no, like, you know, it doesn't work. But I definitely feel that pressure, right?
You force it because you're like, well, I'm single. Let me just give this a chance.
Yeah.
But you know deep down inside, like, I don't even like this person.
You know.
And how happy do you feel when you end it? You're like, so relieved. Like, I don't have to deal with that anymore. No more weird morning texts. Like, leave me alone. But no, absolutely, I relate with both of you. I felt a pressure. Sometimes I feel it, but thank God not as much anymore.
Right, right. Yeah.
As you grow older and as a woman, you experience certain things.
Or a man.
Or a man. You build that confidence just to say no and be true to you and your soul. And it's truly such a beautiful, calming feeling.
It is.
When you just don't give a beep.
Especially when you get older, you definitely don't give a truth anymore. Yeah.
Thank you, Louisa, for those sound effects.
Thank you for being our sensor.
Now, you guys, it wouldn't be Will and Grace if something bad didn't happen. No, I wouldn't even say bad. Maybe that's the wrong choice of words. But it wouldn't be Will and Grace if drama didn't happen.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Something crazy dramatic.
Right. So the entire time that Grace is at this baby shower, she's been taking all these notes when people piss her off. Yes. Which I was like, I think I'm going to start doing that too.
I'm going to start doing that.
But then I would be worried that I would lose them too because I'm that person that would lose
these
notes.
Put it in your phone. Put it in the notes.
She was like the school principal. Like,
and don't put your name in it.
Don't ever put your name in it, guys. That if you're writing something down, don't ever give away who actually is writing this if you're talking shit. It's like a burn book.
Yeah.
Don't let people know that you're writing
who
the burn
even
book.
Writes now. Everything's in your phone.
That's
digital.
True. You're right.
My handwriting is suffering now because of that. I never write. Look at this.
I think handwriting and spelling.
Everything is dyslexic, it's suffering. Right?
Yes. So of course she loses these notes.
Of course.
And they somehow, well, we knew how, but they end up in the has anybody ever been to a baby shower, by the way?
Oh yeah.
I have.
I'm Armenian. We have one.
Of course, you have one like once every 2 weeks. Do you do the whole bowl with the thoughts?
Some baby showers do that.
Okay. It depends.
But it's not unheard of, right?
It's not.
We do that more for bridal showers where friends and family write advice for like newlyweds. But
But for the
baby showers, I've seen a book like Thoughts for the Baby or like stupid, like, sorry.
It always changes.
Stupid words for babies. No.
Trends are always changing. So, yeah.
Because of Pinterest, there's so many different new ideas for baby showers.
Yes.
But I've been to a few where they do that jar or they do a book like, write a note for the baby. And I'm like,
we gotta keep up. We gotta keep up.
But I've never gone to one where you like go in, you dip in, and then you read it and then try to guess who the person
is. No, the parents do it at home. Yes. Like,
that
I've never
is
heard.
So cheesy. Like, of course, everyone's going to say something good about your, like, you know, grow up and be healthy.
Well I'm glad that you brought that up because it's not what happened in this episode. Because Grace's notes are not very nice.
No,
and it obviously comes to a head because then Ellen starts reading all of these notes. I thought it was kind of brilliant that Grace was able to pivot so fast.
Right.
Because if I was in that situation, I probably would have just left.
I would have left. That's why I'm shocked. I would have been like, Will, we need to go right now before they read these notes.
Yes.
ASAP.
Well, I kept thinking, why didn't she just grab the bowl and be like, well, let me read them.
Right.
And then she could have.
Yeah.
I kept thinking that the entire time. Like,
yeah, but then
she grab it?
But then the moral of the episode wouldn't come alive with
you. No, but I mean, realistically.
But in real life.
Realistically, I'm like, I got you, girl. I'll read these.
Yeah,
and then literally would have been like, oh.
I haven't done anything all day. Let me help.
That's Crystal, if I'm ever on a damn...
She's calling you.
We're calling you.
Because you're fast on your feet. I'd be like,
I'm not.
I need to go.
But you're like, we gotta go.
Let's go.
We're like, let them read the notes. We gotta go. Let's go. What I liked about the whole pivot, though, is that Grace had this really awesome message. And I want to throw it to you guys to talk about it. Because it was all about fulfillment. And how you don't necessarily need to have a child to be fulfilled. And we kind of touched it here and there throughout the entire episode of ours. But how did you guys feel about that whole monologue from Grace?
I thought it was great. I mean, I think she pretty much got her thoughts across, right, with her friends and the people she didn't know there. And she's letting them know how she feels. But then they're also giving back to her as well and saying, hey, you know, this is how you make me feel, right. You know, and she was so unaware of that. She was like so surprised when they brought that up, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I think it was like such a beautiful moment because she learned something, they learned something, and then they like finally, you know, remedied it.
It was very relatable. Yes. And not even for the like having a baby aspect. You know, the other girl said, I have my master's degree and I'm making slime in the kitchen, right. Which means like I don't have my stuff together. Yeah. Like I don't have a job with a grad school degree. Yeah. So once you tell the truth and put down that wall, everyone does it too. It's just you make it a safe zone.
I think what the problem is that everybody tries to look better than how they are.
Oh, that's
you
know a what fact.
I
mean?
Instagram. Everybody's like, oh, I want you to think that my life is completely put together until one person's like, I'm a mess. And everybody's like, I'm a mess.
I'm a mess. We were just talking.
I thought it was a beautiful message to like put out there, especially on TV for both parties. I think it was a beautiful message to tell young men and women, like, it's okay. Like, it's okay if you don't have your shit together. Like, it's fine. Like, this may not make you happy, but this may make the other person happy.
Yes.
So I thought it was a really beautiful message, especially on International Women's Day, to let women know.
Absolutely.
Guys, it's okay. You don't have to rush to do X, Y, and Z. Oh. And then let the other side know. It's okay that you have kids. You're happy. Yeah. Live your life and don't let anyone tell you that you're a horrible person because you had kids.
Yeah, happiness is not defined by, like, you know, by a group of people. Yeah. It's defined by yourself, your individual self.
You are the judge. Yes. And, like, we all can agree on, we know tons of women who are just born to be mothers. They're so maternal and they love it. And praise to them. But if you're not, then you're not. Own it.
I'm a great babysitter, though.
There you go. And you know that.
I know that I would never give alcohol to kids, but I'm a great, like, I'm a cool aunt.
Okay.
Yeah.
Me too. I'm a cool aunt.
I'm a cool mom. Like,
you guys
can
be the cool aunts. Me and Crystal are sitting there like, don't let us watch kids. Hide your kids.
Hide your kids.
Hide your babies.
What I liked about that whole thing with Grace is that she learned something about herself, but then of course it's called Will and Grace. So then Will has been battling with this whole idea of Michael and just being kind of haunted from that whole past relationship. And Will realizes that he's not as happy as he wants to be.
Yes.
So he reaches out to Michael. Was anybody surprised that he did? Was anybody not wanting him to or wanting him to reach out to Michael?
Why not? You know?
Yeah.
He needs closure.
Carpe diem.
Or closure. Yeah.
I don't think it's closure because he's had closure. It's been years.
Yeah. I think he's really sick. Like, he wants to explore this. So I look at it like this. Carpe diem, life is too short. If this is someone that you are still thinking about, just take a chance. And the worst thing can happen is he's going to say no, and then we move on.
And then
on
you close that book.
Because you don't want to say, what if?
Yes.
So I'm actually happy that he did reach out.
But do you ever get afraid, though? Like, let's say you do reach out to somebody, and then, like, well, because obviously they were going back and forth, right? Mm-hmm. He was leaving the breadcrumbs. So do you ever get afraid that maybe that person that you're reaching out to is maybe, like, reeling you in, but they're not full-heartedly going into it for the right reasons.
All the time.
You know, I always feel like, you know, that's all I kept thinking about when he was doing that. I was, like, hoping that he wasn't doing that to Will, you know. Yeah. I hope that when we do watch the next episode, there is something that comes to light, you know, something great, right?
Yeah.
And that it doesn't end up being, you know,
I mean, you never know what the other person's intentions are. He might, you know, be looking for a rebound or just bored. Or, like, his Instagram situation kind of buttered him up, too. So it's just, like, so many things.
But Will did, I think, what all of us do when you are stalking someone's Instagram. You're paying close attention to certain pictures. And you're like, if they're on a trip, like, wait, who's taking that picture of them? Or who cropped that out? So I even love that they did that.
Let me ask you guys a question. And this is for everybody on the panel. Like, if, let's say that Michael reached out to him and he left the breadcrumb. Why shouldn't Michael be the one to call up, you know, Will? Or why does it have to be Will? Or
he's over
do
it.
You think that Do you think that there should be one person that should do it more than the other person? Or, like, what is your take on that?
I think sometimes, especially if you're exploring something old, I think sometimes the other person may not know. Not saying after you reach out, they're not going to like you. But sometimes, because if it's an old relationship, maybe they're like, oh, I really like the person as a friend. The person may not know that you have feelings for them.
Yeah.
Until you say, like, hey, oh, like. And then that's when the person's like, oh, wow, they're showing, like, real interest into me. But then it could be double-sided.
Yeah.
And the person may just not care.
Because I feel like when you're, like, on Instagram or something, right? Yeah. It's not, to me, that's not really reaching out. Reaching out is, like, a phone call.
Or a DM to get your phone number.
Yeah, something. Right. I guess that was more of my questions. Like, well, if he's just, you know, like leaving little breadcrumbs, is he really interested?
That's a good question. I'm learning that people are getting lazy now.
Yes.
Oh. And I would love for the guy or the girl to reach out. But I feel like now as a generation, we're getting so lazy and dependent on stupid social media where someone may think, oh, I liked 5 of their pictures. So they'll get the hint.
No, I want that text. Yes.
That doesn't make sense.
I want that text.
That's a really good, question.
I also think, though, that it's this whole element of being afraid. Like, Michael probably is afraid that Will has already moved on. And Will is sitting here going, well, I think Michael's moved on. So there's whole, like, missing each
lack
other.
Lack of communication.
Lack of communication.
Just reach out.
Yes.
Like,
and
going
it's
back to the Grace thing, right?
Exactly.
It was, like, a lack of communication.
Just be honest.
And I feel like, but at the same time, like you said, carpe diem. I mean, like, life is too short. Why don't you just reach out? The worst they could say is no. And I just want to talk about that whole phone call that you guys brought up. Because you're sitting here going, I want a phone call.
Yeah.
I want a text message.
Right.
Yeah. I think what I loved about how the episode ended was that Will called Michael.
Yes.
It wasn't a text. It wasn't like an Instagram message. It wasn't like a DM. It was an actual phone call.
Which I loved.
Which I guess they did it for obviously TV purposes. But it speaks volumes that it was a phone call.
Such a dying art now.
Yes.
It's romantic. No. It's just saying, like, you actually care. Because, like I said, I just feel like our generation, older and younger, people are getting so lazy.
Oh, yes.
So I'm happy that he picked up the phone and was like, hey, look, let's get over this whole Instagram thing. Hey,
yes. I'm going to be a man about it. Yes. And I'm going to step up. It's
how was your day?
Yes. It was sexy.
Yes.
I loved it.
That pretty much breaks down the episode. I want to hear your guys' thoughts on your favorite lines from the episode.
Mine would be, tap it again, Instagramma. That was Jack.
Oh, that was a good one. I like that one.
Mine would be when Jack asks Karen for a favor. He's like, can you do me a petite vanilla scone favor? A small petite vanilla. I'm going to just start saying that.
So I have two. Mine was deep liking the pictures.
Yes.
I made that obvious. And then the other one was when Karen said, I'm bringing jobs back to America with the children and the orphans.
Karen is crazy. Classic.
I love that. I think my favorite line was from Jack when he said, Jenny from the Block Me on all social media. I loved that line.
Was funny.
I thought that was really, really, really funny. Yeah. You guys, what are your overall thoughts of the episode?
I thought it was a great episode.
Killing it.
Yeah. One of my faves. Girl
funny.
Power.
Should we go into predictions?
Yeah. No. Ooh. No, you want to?
Yeah, let's go into predictions. Yeah, let's go into predictions.
No, we don't need to know the future.
We don't need to know the future.
I like how it is.
I want to do some predictions to see how you guys feel about some stuff. So, predictions. Predictions music.
Prediction.
So here's my fresh question for you guys for predictions. Do we think Michael is going to make a cameo in the next or future episodes? Because there's only like 2 or 3 episodes left in the season.
Oh, that's it?
So do we think that now, because now I'm thinking like maybe this whole thing with how the season is going to end, because we talked about it last episode, how this whole season was going to end. Do we think it's going to end with maybe Michael and Will getting together?
Yeah.
Because
at the beginning, we talked about a relationship as a season finale, a wedding, a relationship, something. I do see him making an appearance, and I do see a relationship coming.
A start,
he
right?
Needs a start
of a relationship.
Some movement in his personal life. Yeah. So I'm down for that for sure.
Yes, absolutely.
I see it.
And maybe Jack will get
a real job.
A real job. Ongoing,
acting
gig. On one of the shows that he likes.
Maybe J-Lo will give him a recommendation.
Yes.
And
I don't think that's going to happen after this episode.
He should sign up for a face-to-face or whatever it is that you told us.
Right.
Yes.
And then, let's see, what about Grace? I guess Grace will finally maybe fun. Because, like, in every episode, I feel like she's sad about, like, her being single and, like, where she's at in her life. Maybe she'll finally come to terms with it, that, like, the fact that she is happy. Yeah.
It ain't happening, girl.
I agree with you. Because even after the message today, maybe she'll say, you know what? Yes. Let me focus on my designs. Yeah. Let me focus on my career. Yeah. And maybe the right guy might show up.
Yeah. Maybe she needs to just, like, accept that this is who she is. And it's okay.
And it's okay.
And it's okay. Acceptance. Why not? Acceptance.
I think it's funny that Will is always the one who is, you know, supporting Grace in her relationships. And Will is always the one that's like, you know what, I'm just going to be single right now and not really relationship oriented.
Yeah.
And I feel if the tables turned, I think that'd be a good twist for the show.
And then about Karen? What do we think about Karen?
Karen is just living her best life.
She'll make up a new, like, martini or something. I don't know.
She needs to come out with an alcohol line.
Like, I feel like she's going to come up with an alcohol line, but Jack's going to take off with this amazing acting career, and then she's going to just take over with the kids.
Yes.
And
but Karen doesn't need any more money, you guys.
At all.
She
She's just going to be the new teacher and...
I'd like to see it.
Yeah.
I feel like Jack's going to leave and get, like, a new acting gig, and he's going to be like, Karen, I leave the children to you.
Yeah.
Something unexpected. I would love to see that.
I feel like maybe she needs to have something developed a little bit more in her character.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I agree.
Yeah. So the kids, I think, Nikia, you're spot on with that. I think her and the kids would be a really great kind of twist for the show.
Something
unexpected. Awesome. Sure. Yeah. So everybody, let us know what you guys thought of the episode. Yes. If you liked us, give us a like. Give us a subscribe.
Like
subscribe
us.
To AfterBuzz. If you're listening to our podcast, give us a 5 stars because we love those stars.
Yeah.
Tweet at us. We love to tweet you guys back. I am Timothy Michael. You can find me everywhere at I am Timothy Mike. I'm going to let my panel close out.
You can find me on all social media at Crystal823. And my name is Crystal McLaughlin.
You all can find me on Instagram at Louisa.Sharamatian and on Twitter at Louisa Shar.
Hey guys, I'm Nikia Monet, and you can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom.
You guys, 2 episodes left. We will be back same time next week on Thursdays, 7:15 p.m. Happy International Women's Day, everybody.
Woo-hoo!
Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.